really proud of the effort. We only had eight scholarship players tonight, for the last two games, and really proud of our effort. We were close. We were close at Army. I mean, at American. I thought we were getting closer and closer. And I'm just really proud of the effort. And I'm glad we were able to get this one. Kind of going into the playoffs. You don't want to go into the playoffs without having the feel of winning on the road. And it looks like we're going to be on the road right now. And in the playoff round. And just happy that we were able to get this done.
No, I know, Coach, that you kind of mentioned that, like, you don't want them to be thinking about the road stuff, but, like, they are. Like, I guess, like, how important do you think it is for them to kind of get the monkey off their back here?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think it's huge from a psychological standpoint. We didn't shoot the ball great from three and we still won. We got some really open looks and we're able to, but I thought the thing that we did, we offensive rebounded. They didn't get one offensive rebound the whole game. We got 14. That was a difference in the game.
And this was one of your first on the road wins of the season. What do you think was the biggest struggle for that for you guys this season, and
Yeah,
what
I'm
did
not
you
sure. That's a great Juliana, that's your name? Juliana, I don't know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. My teams have never struggled on the road. We've always been a really good road team. We won a championship on the road, which is the hardest thing to do in someone else's building. So I don't know the answer to that question. All we tried to do was change our routine. We dressed down. We changed our game format, our game day format, in terms of when we get to the gym, how long we're on the floor. We just try to change some things up to kind of break the rut that we're in, and break the routine. I think sometimes you have to be able to kind of break the routine and get them in a, maybe in a different, more relaxed headspace. But I'm not sure why that transpired, but it did, and now it's past us, and we have to move on.
Yeah, Coach, you just mentioned you changed, like, the game format on the road. Can you just be more specific about what you kind of mean there, and then when that
Yeah,
changed?
so we changed our attire. Obviously, we're not wearing suits.
Yeah.
And then usually we come to the gym. We're here an hour and a half before the game. Then we meet with the team an hour before the game. So what we did was we got here 75 minutes before game time. And then usually we meet with the team twice before the game starts, and we only met with the team once. So we just condensed the warm-up time down and then had a quicker meeting in between the warm-up. And just went out and played,
Was the goal just to
Try to
kind
have
of,
like less thinking and less talking and
okay.
just playing.
Did you change that after, like, before American? Was this an American thing? Was
Before
this
the
after?
American game,
Okay.
and we went to it again today.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, like, I know that, like, the Corzette sort of thing you guys were doing against American, did you get positive feedback from the players on
I
that?
don't know. I don't know. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something I even want to talk about with them. Like, we just want to change it up, I did not ask.
Yeah.
Chances are we'll be wearing. I told the assistants that if we won, if we got on the road again for the playoffs, we dressed down. So we're probably going to do it again. They're tired of the suits.
Yeah. I'm curious for you. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a corset in a game before. Like, just what does it feel like for you to be, dressing
Yeah,
down?
I'm an old school kind of guy.
Yeah.
I just think that's kind of how we should present ourselves and businesslike, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. But whatever helps my players, man. I'm just here to try to support them and help them. And if it lessens up the intensity of what we're doing and gets them less focused, and I mean gets them whatever more relaxed, and then I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And you guys led for all of the game tonight, but never by more than I think it was 11. Was there anything that you think you guys could have worked on better to
Yeah, I thought
make?
defensively we had breakdowns. We were trying to switch some things when they were bringing in. So they have a kid that's a really good shooter, Odessa, and he screens and he pops out. He made 1-3. So we were trying to switch. 1 through 5, we had a hard time containing them off the dribble. Whitney Sidney was amazing for them. We couldn't stop him. I just thought defensively we had some guys that I need to talk to in terms of, what they brought to the table tonight defensively. I thought we had some guys that really did not defend great, and we're going to need them to defend a lot better than this.
Coach, there were so many times when Lehigh kind of cut the game to one possession, and then every single time I felt like you guys coming back with a bucket. Just what'd you make of the resilience to kind of be able to ne never let them tie that game?
Miles's three was probably the biggest shot of the game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the best shot, but sometimes you're fortunate. We just kept making plays. We were able to score it. We didn't turn it over a ton in the second half. We had 10 turnovers for the game, and I thought that was a big deal for us, is that, down the stretch we were able to score. And that was big. And a lot of our games have been like this, where we have a lead and, the lead is exactly, we lose the lead and then we got to find a way to win it. And so we're kind of just used to being in those moments. Like, I don't, it doesn't, I don't know about them, but I tend not to get overly, frustrated. And maybe sometimes that's not good because sometimes we might need a timeout, but I'm kind of used to the way that it's gone for us. I wish it was different, but that's kind of the way it's been. We haven't been able to kind of get a lead and then enough where you're up 8 with 12 to go, and then you win by 20 instead of it being a 2-point game, and then you got to win at the buzzer, or you got to win down at, in the last 2 minutes of the game, which we had to do a ton at home. And so, maybe we can grow from this and learn, what we're doing wrong. Against American, we just had some real bad breakdowns defensively late that cost us the game. And then we had two turnovers under 3 minutes. And so between the bad defense and the turnovers, that's what did us in. But we were good enough to win that game too. We just didn't finish. And you got to give them credit. They're in first place for a reason. They were able to get it done.
Yeah, I know at home it's not really been an issue, but on the road, I mean, I guess especially in league play, you guys have kind of trailed for, most of these games, especially at halftime. How important do you think it was just play with a lead today? How much do you think that helped them just
Yeah,
kind
I thought it
of?
was. I thought it gave us confidence throughout the game. We didn't have that wide-eyed look. We were in control of the game most of the time. I think it gave us confidence. I think the shot that Kai made going into halftime was a big shot, real confidence boost. And so, yeah, we were. I thought our guys were relaxed throughout. I don't think we were panicking at all when they cut the lead to one or two, if it was.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if there were any specific moments or plays or guys that you felt were pivotal to the outcome, any key
Yeah,
turning.
I thought a guy like, see, you look at the score sheet, right? And you see Nico Noblia, right? So the thing that jumps out at you, he took three shots. He got 12 rebounds. He had six offensive rebounds. Without Nico, we don't come close to winning the game. Even Miles said within the first like 8 minutes, Miles went to him and go, "Nico, you're doing so many things to help us win." The guys love him. He's a great teammate. Four for six from the foul line, one for one from three. Like, I thought he was terrific, but he's not going to be a guy that people are going to talk a lot about in terms of the win, because he didn't score 21 like Kai did. I just thought we got good balance from him in terms of what he brings to the table. Malcolm was terrific, and we had both our bigs go for double figures. I think we're tough to beat when that happens.
Oh, definitely.
You guys good?
That's all for me, Coach. Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
take care.
Yeah.
Okay.